Hey everybody, the Sony press conference just ended, and I mean, as you're well aware now, whoa. Yeah, well, okay, so going in, you know, it's kind of this like anticipation rise, and like, I saw like even just within my Twitter feed, like everybody just getting real excited because they knew, like, you know, we had to find out stuff about the what is now the PlayStation Vita. We had to find out, you know, were we going to get a price here? Were we going to get a release date? Were we going to find anything about for launch titles? What was going to happen? Like, what was Sony going to do here? Like, what could they do to really just steal the show? And man, they, you know, we still have Nintendo. Nintendo's still tomorrow, so we'll see what happens there. But man, they... I'm really excited for Nintendo, and I think that they are more than capable of, you know, even one-upping Sony. But at this point, Sony has done a pretty good job of wrapping this thing up, almost. Like, if you're the type of person keeping score and being like, well, who won the conferences? Like, I don't really care too much about that stuff. But yeah, Sony, you know, I'm just going to kind of go over some of the big highlights, because there is no way I could ever fit this in 5 minutes. But we're going to have a podcast probably tomorrow, record it, going into more detail for everything. Big highlights: Uncharted 3 kicked off the show, or even before that, Jack Trenton came out. Very humble apology for the PSN outage. Probably the best way that they could have possibly handled that. Did that. Everything was fine. People clapped, you know, cheered. It was good. It was a really good apology on their part. And they went right into Uncharted 3, and you know, demo blew people away. Like, what else is there to say? They talked about this 3D PlayStation TV that's 26 inches, you know, 3D. The crazy thing about it, though, is depending on, like, if you're playing two-player, depending on what side of the screen you're sitting on, you will see, like, a different image. And that's how they'll do a split screen. So you'll be able to see the full screen, but the image you'll see is different than the image the other person sees. Which just blew my mind. Like, it's still, like, I can't even wrap my head around how that is possible. But I guess it is. And so, that happened. And then there's going to be a bundle with that TV, like, two 3D glasses, the cables, and Resistance 3 for $500, which is insane. Like, that's super low, especially for something like that. Because, I can't even... 3D TVs are already super expensive, and I can't even think of a 3D TV that does something to that extent. That's crazy to me. Other big highlights. The one that really just jumps out at me right away. Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. That collection. September. Boom. Like, automatically right there. Shadow of the Colossus. Probably my favorite game of all time. I was so disappointed to hear Last Guardian being delayed past this year. And it seemed like that collection wasn't going to come this year. You know, news that is coming not only this year but very soon, like in September. Again, like, that sealed the deal for me. That was like, okay, best news ever. You know, pack it up, we can go home now. But nope, they weren't done. Ken Levine came out, said, you know, gave this super inspiring speech about PlayStation Move and how it's not about, you know, hey, let's do this waggle thing. It's about breaking down the barriers. And, you know, getting casual people who maybe can't wrap their head around the controller, but they can do the Move thing to be able to play Bioshock Infinite. And then he talked about a Bioshock type of game for the NGP. NGP news galore. We're going to go into more detail of it. But the big NGP news, because I got a minute to go here, the one that basically brought down the house when it was announced. One, NGP available everywhere by the end of this year as 2011. And the price for the Wi-Fi model, $249.99. And for the Wi-Fi and 3G model, $299.99. That puts the Wi-Fi model at the 3DS price. And considering what the 3DS has been doing, that is... Man, like, this has gotten me so excited for the Nintendo press conference now. Like, I thought it was hard to sleep last night. It's going to be incredibly hard to sleep tonight, just like... anticipating what's Nintendo going to do to respond to this, because, you know, they're capable, and I'm sure that they're going to come out and really just kind of drop some bombs as well. But man, what a conference. Amazing. Like, Nintendo's tomorrow. I'll be back to talk about that. See ya.